yo, hijo, soy yo. Sí, soy yo. Remember when I showed you years and years ago about hell, this area that isn't an area that had walls that didn't have walls? You're wondering about heaven, and you're wondering about the deep things of God. I can tell you all there is in heaven, down to the minutest detail, that you wouldn't understand in human terms. You wouldn't be able to comprehend, for your mind, your intellect, isn't equipped to understand heaven. The descriptions of what you call heaven, paradise, in a sense are symbols that I placed in the Bible and in people's minds so they could comprehend a place, another dimension that would be comprehensible, that you could comprehend that there is a place that you're going to. These symbols are representations of the actual thing. There's peace, there's love, there's Jesus, there's the Holy Spirit, and there's me, the Father, Jehovah. But even these things are so deep, you really can't comprehend them in the flesh. I can only relate symbols to you that your mind can comprehend in some way. There have been people who have died, have killed themselves to go to heaven. And it isn't the way man thinks it is. These symbols of mansions, these symbols of a wondrous place, is more wondrous than you can comprehend. But it's in a different, I could say, dimension, I could say place, I could say the word heaven. But these words do not really give you an idea of what heaven is. It's a place to strive to be with your King of Kings, the Holy Spirit. People have said that they died, sought Jesus at the end of the tunnel, and saw their relatives. And these things are manifestations of a heaven, let's put it that way, of a place that is real to your mind. But in reality, the real heaven is beyond that. It's like trying to explain to you what is on the other side of the universe. You could assume this, you could assume that, but you wouldn't really know till you got there. That's what heaven is. It is the best of the best of the best of the best of God. It is a place you want to go to. It's the extreme of goodness, the extreme of satisfaction. These are still all words that you could never comprehend in the flesh. Heaven is where I live, with my Son and the Holy Spirit, my angels. It's my home. My home that I want to share with you for all eternity. This is where faith comes in. You have to trust the word in the Bible. You have to trust my word. You have to trust Jesus Christ. You have to trust the Holy Spirit. You have to believe in God, that there's only one God, and we created everything. But it doesn't mean that heaven is an impossible place to reach. Actually, it's very easy. It's as close as the front of your nose. Maybe closer. But still, we have that same problem. It's like the scripture in the Bible when Jesus told the disciples that they had to eat his flesh, drink his blood. Many couldn't comprehend such an act. Heaven is like that. It's like the wonder of wonder, the goodness of goodness, a tranquil place where everything is complete. No error, no fault. These are still words. This is still a very deep subject, Raymundo. I know you're trying to comprehend, trying to get a glimpse of heaven. Someday you'll be in heaven, and you'll understand these words that I've given you today. But I know many of the people who read the prophecies and want to know more. There are limitations. Limitations in your body, in your sinful nature, that can't comprehend these things because they're beyond something that the sinful nature can comprehend. But if all these people could understand, could see a microsecond of heaven, they would change their ways, their life, forever. Somehow, people do have an idea, because I tell the Holy Spirit to place these spiritual gifts in certain people around the world, but even that is still a glimpse. If you really knew, you would cry, and you would cry, and you would cry, and you would cry of gladness. You'd be overwhelmed with the goodness, with the things of God. This is why I try so hard through the different prophecies to tell people to turn away from their sinful ways, to look for my Son, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Through the power of the Holy Spirit, things can change. Your attitudes, the ways that the world sees things, in a sense, are satanic. Like I've said in other prophecies, there is another place. Completely the opposite. It's so bad, I don't even like to talk about it. But this is this place I've created for the things that don't belong to me. For the things of the devil. You heard me say many times, those who follow the devil will do for the devil. Which is true. But I don't want anyone to follow the devil. I don't want anyone to live with the devil. I know the sinful nature of man. And that's not possible. That's why I have the scriptures that state the wide gate, the narrow gate. Because most people want to go the easy way. They want to have faith. They want to have faith, but don't want to work at it. You can't work your way into heaven. You can't have your faith into heaven. You need a balance. Through the power of the Holy Spirit, you'll get that balance. Through reading the Bible, through praying, through communion with my Son. Actually, it's very simple. Theologians write books and books and books about it. But in reality, it is very simple. Like I said, it's closer than the end of your nose. Trust me. Follow Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Through the power of the Spirit of God, you will find me. You will find heaven. You won't regret it. But remember what the Bible says during the end times. For not one letter, for not one word will be missed. Everything will happen. From the good to the bad. I love you all, my children. I watch over you every day. And even that is hard for you to comprehend. That I could love you enough to watch every single one of you. But remember, I invented the word love. You have no idea or comprehension what that word means. My Son, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, loves you. The Holy Spirit loves you. And I love you. We three are one. We three are going to save what belongs to us and place the rest in the other place. Remember, do unto others as you have them do unto you. And love your Father with all your heart, all your mind, all your soul. And you're halfway to heaven already. Well, Raimundo, did I answer your question about heaven? Until another day, maybe I'll tell you some more. But remember, send out my prophecies. Send out my words to the whole world. Don't worry about money. Don't worry about anything. But love your Father with all your heart, all your mind, and all your soul. And all will be well. Until next time. My daughter Raymond Doe. Until next time.